Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, coming to you from a slightly revised computer rig. I got a new computer from Entertainment Earth, which is a lot quieter, which is great because I was starting to hear the fan on the microphone when I'm talking to you, and that's a little loud. I don't have a recording studio. I work in an office in a basement, so there's not a lot of other sounds to drown things out. But anyway, let's start this week with the top box office from last week. At the movies in the U.S., Lone Survivor was number one with $37.8 million. Number two, Frozen, $14.7 million. The Legend of Hercules, number three with $8.9 million. The Wolf of Wall Street, number four, $8.8 million. And American Hustle, number five with $8.3 million. New this week, you can see Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, Ride Along, The Nut Job, Devil's Due, GBF, and other movies in limited release. In the news, Despicable Me 3 is coming in June 2017. You'll be old then. A new Grinch movie is also slated for November 2017. Oscar nominations are in, and your best pictures are American Hustle, Gravity, 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, and The Wolf of Wall Street, and not Machete Kills. I don't believe the Academy is serving my needs at all. Assuming it's not a gag, Conan O'Brien confirmed the Batman 1966 TV series is coming to home video later this year. TV shows on DVD.com contacted Warner Home Video, and they also said that, yeah, it's happening. Hooray! No word on Blu-ray, but I assume. Disney has confirmed they will flatten the Star Wars Expanded Universe, elevating some of the materials to official canon, and throwing out some completely. And they can take my Marvel Star Wars stories out of my cold, dead hands. Ruth Robinson Ticini was the last surviving female Munchkin from The Wizard of Oz, and this week she died at 95. Also passing on, the Professor from Gilligan's Island. Russell Johnson died at 89. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping is still here. If you spend $75 on in-stock items, your shipping is free, and your pizza is cold. You can get Star Wars The Black Series if it's in stock. I believe it was out of stock last time I checked, so don't do that. We also have other great figures like Biff Bang Pow, $6 Million Man figures, Star Wars The Black Series, Transformers, Robots in Disguise, and many more. So check those out, order 75, and it'll ship free if it's in stock in the U.S. In toy news, word on the street has it that Star Wars Saga Legends will expand with new sculpted figures of a Snowtrooper and Darth Maul, because pictures got out, and I believe carded figures as confirmation, I'm going to say that it's going to happen, and hooray! The Snowtrooper looks really awesome, and if history's any indication, it'll probably be hard to get. I still haven't seen a Stormtrooper in the wild. I got a case from work, Entertainment Earth, which you should order yours from, and that's how I got mine, and he's great. I love that figure. New General Giant. They announced this week Jumbo Kenner Han Solo, Quarter Scale Daryl Dixon, a Wedge Antilles bust, a Hobbit Legolas bust, a Captain America 2 statue, and more are coming early next year. So that's 2015. The year of our Marty McFly. Zika Toys confirmed the $6 Million Man retro Kenner-style figures. They're like the super awesome alien reaction figures from Funko and Super 7, but they're not. They're in the U.S., and they're en route to the Zika warehouse. I, for one, can't wait to see the final carded samples. I ordered a set. The card art is really nice, and I gotta be honest, I'm kind of a really big sucker for this style of figure, which you probably guessed. I can't get enough of those alien guys, and I am very happy to see more companies jumping on this, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they show at Toy Fair. I'm expecting too many figures from Funko, because they're at a point where it's like all they have to do is blink, and then it comes out, and then I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I'm going to make some room, because I like this stuff a lot. Anyway, I'm rambling. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm going to stop talking so we can get on to the next episode. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I've been Adam Paulus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and other places. You can go look those up, and I'll see you next time, which I already said. Bye.